It's been nearly a year since the meltdowns and radioactive releases at the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan. That was the first serious nuclear disaster since Chernobyl in 1986. And the accident has caused people to question again the safety of nuclear power around the world, and it started some in-depth investigations into the safety of plants here in the U.S. But yesterday, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission voted 4-1 to grant a license to build and operate two new reactors at a plant in Georgia. It's the first new nuclear construction since 1978. And joining us now is Matt Wald, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, who's covered nuclear power for 30 years. So, Matt, it sounds as though the Nuclear Regulatory Commission did not have concerns over the safety of these new plants.
Well, Celeste, it's interesting. The chairman of the Southern Company, which is the main builder, noted that the plant is 100 miles inland and at an elevation of 220 feet. In other words, unlikely to see a tsunami. The chairman of the commission said they really ought to finish with all their Fukushima work, specify what needed to be done and get it implemented before this plant could open. But the other four members said no, they were confident that their regular regulatory process would get all those things in place in a timely way, and they did not need to specify that in the license, so they voted for the license.
As I said, this is the first approval in how many years?
January of 1978.
So is this sort of a gateway? Are we going to see more nuclear projects coming forward? Is this a kind of a unique situation?
The answer is, if they can build it on the schedule and budget they plan, if the price of natural gas comes up a little bit, and if we ever get really concerned about carbon, then it is the first of many. If any of those things doesn't happen, it's probably the first of two.
Is this close enough to any neighborhoods or communities that are upset by the construction of these two nuclear plants?
There are people who live in the area, but generally, and it's also true in this case, people who live near these plants like them. They're sources of high-quality, steady employment. For the period of building, they're sources of temporary but very good employment. They pay a lot of taxes, and they have a very good record of not causing problems in the area.
And yet, there are a few anti-nuclear organizations planning to sue. On what grounds, Matt?
They are mostly not in the neighborhood. Some of them are in the region. One basis is that the commission really has to decide what it wants done about Fukushima before it licenses anything else. That's up for a court to figure out, but the legal argument did not look particularly strong to me. But the real reason is a lot of these groups don't like nuclear power for a whole list of problems, and they're just looking for the ones in which they think this process is vulnerable to court challenge.
So if they stick to their schedule, when would these two nuclear reactors be up and running?
2016 and 2017, and time is money, so they've got to come in close to that schedule to be close to budget.
And they would supply how much energy?
This would be the largest nuclear complex in the United States. It's called the AP1000. It's a little over 1,000 megawatts each, and there are two of them.
So that's actually the answer would be a lot, Matt.
a lot. And Westinghouse jokes, they're actually about closer to 1,100 megawatts. It's the only business in the world where the marketing department got to round down to name the thing.
Matt Wald, New York Times reporter, covered nuclear power for 30 years. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Celeste.
Talking about the two first approvals for a new nuclear reactor construction in the United States since 1978.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.